All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Leaving on a jet plane. Peter, Paul, and Mary. And the reason I played that song is what's the old saying? You hit two birds with one stone or something like that. I've got Alex Roth in here. I'm going to introduce him in a second. And I played that song because we lost one of the Peter, Paul, and Mary group, and that was Peter. And I think Mary is already gone. Mary is gone. So Mary is with Peter and Jimmy Carter and a lot of other people up there.
I'm so, doing my Mary impersonation with a hair flick.
And here we are. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. Every week at 4 o'clock, I try to interview a musician and or someone in the music business. And today it's Alex Roth. So let me introduce Alex Roth to you. A very fine gentleman. I have lived here for 30 years, Alex. And in any town you live, there are only a handful of people that I run into that make a difference. And Alex, you're one of those.
I appreciate it.
Alex is one of those that I can think of several reasons why that is. Number one, his music and his willingness to share his talent with others. And by that, I mean not only he writes song about personal things, so he's sharing that with people. and he shares his talent. Alex was at the very beginning of KDRT. I'm sure when you played during that opening day, you did it for free because that's just the way it works.
I'm gonna bet.
Yeah, I would bet. That's true. I would bet that's true.
And probably the same for the Save the Station when they had to change the band.
And the other thing is he's a true entrepreneur, keeping Davis well Davis. I'm not going to use the term that Portland has, keep Portland weird, but keep Davis Davis is my saying. Okay. You helped do that, and one of the ways you did that is through the coffee peddler, where he not only roasted his own coffee on a bicycle, delivered it on a bicycle. I know a couple of times he shared a beer in my backyard when he delivered it, but you know the thing about delivering coffee to people's homes is you create a thread of community. Yeah. He shared joy. And every morning, someone wakes up and drinks a cup of coffee that was delivered by hand in Davis. He shared a thread of warmth throughout Davis. So the other thing is his ability to make friends. I've met Alex several times over the year, many times over the years. And if he happens to be sitting in a bar, I don't care who's sitting next to him, it's his best friend for that night. So, Alex, welcome, and get real close to the mic because I'm not picking you up at all.
Check, 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 check. Are you hearing it better now?
I'm getting it better now, but there's something going on in the air.
Check.
No, it's probably the headphones. It's the first time.
Can you see the VU meter?
Yeah. It's working fine.
Okay.
Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. We're in a brand new studio. It's a brand new year.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting used to it. The board's the same, but everything's in a different place, including my guest. And they even have some writing on the wall now that it says you are listening to 95.7. We've done that. But the place looks sterile. It looks like I'm sitting here getting a tooth filled or something. Looks like a dentist office.
Well, I might just have the solution for you.
Yeah?
I have a stack of posters.
Oh!
And we're talking some really old...
Whoa!
...kind of half-ass Mad Cow posters from, 2003, done in Adobe Illustrator, all the way to some very beautiful ones that Kyle Mulholland did and some other people's. And I think I'm going to be parting with them. And I was going to bring them to next week's Thursday night at Sudworks, 9 midnight. Get your tickets on Eventbrite, 15 presale. Sorry, 13 presale.
We're going to get into that.
I know. Well, I'm mentioning it. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to be bringing all those posters with me to part way with at the merch booth. But maybe a stack of them could go to...
I'm sure we'd love to see some of those. Absolutely,
because we definitely need some posters in here.
Absolutely.
A lot of times when I'm playing a song and trying to think of lyrics that I don't always remember my own lyrics, I'll just kind of be staring off into space, and when there's nothing, it's all just knockdown texture stucco. I usually like to have something.
Something in here to look at.
Memories.
People sign things. The one thing that's left in the studio from the old one, two things actually I like, is a lamp that guests have signed over the years. And the lava lamp is here, but the black light is gone, which was always in the winter. It's wonderful. I turn the black light on, the lamp, and I'm in my groove. Alex, you're leaving us. You're heading to Germany.
Far away.
So is it, we just played Leaving on a Jet Plane. Is it kind of funny that you're buying a one-way ticket out of here?
It was a little terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done that in my life. I mean, I lived over in Scandinavia, in Sweden in particular, when I was turning about 21. And yeah, I booked a one-way ticket, but I was... just didn't know when I was coming back, but there was an end date to it where this is a permanent position. I was shaking.
Whoa.
And not from DT's. You know, it was just, I was just really nervous booking it. And yeah. And
you fly out of San Francisco?
No, SMF.
Okay.
It's, I mean, yeah, you can get a cheaper flight from SFO and it's probably direct.
Right.
But the convenience of going to Sacramento. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've just traveled so much through the years that you can get an Uber and be in Sacramento in line in 20 minutes.
You call me. I'll be your Uber. Free ride. Okay?
All right. We can do this.
Okay. Let me know. All righty. And I won't announce the date because I need to talk to Alex if this is appropriate. But if he says it is appropriate, I will tell you exactly the time we'll get to the gate. And you can have your fans show up.
Well, they can't be at the gate, though, right?
Oh, not at the in the entrance to the airport. They can have a sign: "Goodbye, Alex."
It'd be hilarious, but I'm not gonna guilt anyone into that.
Hey, and you can show up; it's free, no charge. Yeah. So Alex is here. He's been a guest on this show for many times.
Yeah.
He's sung at the Davis Music Fest. And he's here today to sing a few songs. We're going to play a couple of them that he's recorded over the years. And then we're going to talk about the West Nile Ramblers, how it started, the first group that was in the West Nile, mm-hmm. you know, the bass player and all of that. And if there are some familiar names there, I'd love to know what they're doing today. Just talk a little bit. I mean, this is sort of like, it is a new year, so maybe we should sing Auld Lang Syne or something and talk about this. But why don't you play a song first of all for us? And I think I don't need another mic. You're coming through very nice that way. See what I'm saying?
I don't have headphones on, so I have no idea.
Right. Do you want headphones?
No.
No.
If it sounds good to you, then I'll just go
there. It sounds excellent. It sounds excellent. So, what are you going to play for us?
I'll do a bunch of the nautical stuff, but I think, which is obviously all originals. But I think I kind of want to do this cover just because it's appropriate.
Okay.
It's a Doc Watson tune that I learned from a bandmate, Tim Delaney, amazing singer, back in the Mad Cow days. But it's Steve Earle and the Bluegrass Dukes doing it.
Okay.
But it's actually originally a Doc Watson song.
And the name?
Called Hometown Blues.
Oh.
Wish I'd never gone back home. Things don't feel right since I've been grown. I can't find any of my old friends hanging around. A lot of nothing bring you down like your hometown. I spent some time in New Orleans. I had to live on rice and beans. I hitched to Texas when the sun was sinking down. A lot of nothing bring you down like your hometown. Well, home is where hottest ain't that what they always say. My lies in broken pieces scattered along the way. Don't think about me when I'm gone. I don't mind traveling alone. You are the sweetest little thing I've ever found. A lot
out of nothing, bring you down like your hometown.
Guitar older than you, Alex?
Oh, dear God, yeah. It's funny, I haven't really been playing this guitar that much because I was always traveling, and I had Godana. It's like it looks like this, but it's a very modern French-Canadian archtop. And this guitar is hard to play. It sounds better.
Why is it hard to play?
So it's from the 40s at some point.
Oh.
And I like the frets. These little tiny low-profile brass frets,
right,
that don't wear out, which seems weird because they seem they'd be softer. But it's a pre-truss rod. And a truss rod is something that goes in the neck of a guitar or another stringed instrument,
okay,
that gives it a rigidity to keep it from warping and bending.
Okay.
And so non-truss guitars, guitars with necks that don't have truss rods, the neck is way bigger. And this thing is like a baseball bat. And I literally have not played it for at least a year. And that's why I was like on the actually sort of stumbling a little bit on it.
Okay. It looks like it's been on a train. Like you were a hobo years ago on a boxcar train playing that thing.
So I got it from another Davisite musician. And I think I think it was a bit of a wall hanger. They're gigging musicians, but I just don't think they play with it much. And there was one gig throughout the years where we did. It was a Lauren Norton, whatever, some show downtown at Dimple.
Right.
And they were there, and the dude that formerly owned it came up to me and was like, kind of giving me a hard time for about how much wear and tear
right.
it had. And it's like,
yeah,
gig with this, sorry, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't bring it to our last Europe tour. That's when I got the Godon. But no, this guitar has been my workhorse. It's literally defined our sound for West Nile Ramblers. This and some of the amps that I use, it just has a really nice crunchy tone when plugged
good.
In.
Good.
I got to replace it, but the pickup on it, it came off, and I have some copper to do it. But it was a Keith Carey job.
Ah.
Because he had worked on this. He's
yeah.
the one who turned me into getting this guitar. But it was half of a humbucker, which a humbucker was this invention where they took two pickups and put them side by side out of phase so that any of the noise would cancel out, as in it bucked
okay.
the hum. But he just, you know, he had a humbucker where one half was dead and
yeah.
then just took the other one and floated it on the end of the bridge. So that is a project, one of my many projects while I'm still here.
Nice. You mentioned the West Nile Ramblers. When did that start? When was your first gig? What year?
So we had... Matt Guy was... We were still having fun, but there was like clearly a lot of tension. And it was a three-on-one tension.
Yeah.
From the beginning. And... And we all kind of wanted to branch out and play other music and play originals. One member didn't. And so we were constantly writing new songs and actually having them pretty harshly get poo-pooed and, you know, like just not constructive criticism and mean criticism.
Right.
And realized later, I was still friends with the guy in question. But at the time, it was an insecurity thing. He wasn't writing anything.
Right.
After we had written a couple songs, he writ several songs,
okay.
And they were good. But we just kind of had some side projects that slowly morphed, and one of them was this guy Patrick Proctor, I believe his name was, and he wrote some really good songs. He was kind of like. Sounded like Ryan Adams in a lot of ways.
Okay.
He'd probably get offended to hear that, but that's what he sounded like. And so we were backing, the three of us, Andy and Danny and myself. And then we started a spinoff band called Old Snakey's Blue Jazz Ramblers.
Okay.
And we were trying to do that for a while, and it was a little more jazz influence, a little more gypsy. And I got really frustrated with a couple of dudes in the band, and I just said I wasn't going to book this anymore
if
you guys were not going to appreciate me booking.
Right.
And then we just started going to the West Nile Ramblers, and that, you know, it had a very interesting start. It was basically to do a wedding gig. And we just, it was back in the day where we were all trying to make it without having side jobs, which is, you know, financial suicide as a musician,
unless
you break through. And so we couldn't turn down, we learned how to book wedding gigs where you charge a lot to play.
Right.
I mean, the most we've ever charged for a private party was close to $8,000.
Whoa.
And it took a long time to be confident to do that.
Right.
But, you know, the reality of it is, like, you tell seven plumbers that in 6 months' time you need them to travel and be on your property on a holiday for 10 hours and see how much that bill costs.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll realize it's not a lot. But anyways, it was one of the first gigs, and it was sort of a very early rendition. Actually, Sean Feeder was playing with us. Adam Hancock from the Bottom Dwellers and Christopher Olsen and myself. And then, Andy was there as well. And it just sort of turned
Andy's
into
Andy's the
this,
fiddle guy.
Andy's fiddle, yeah. And it sort of morphed through the years to where everyone was cheating on their main band with the West Nile Ramblers because I would pay.
Oh.
And I'd book gigs that... You know, everyone would walk with $300, and I would tell bandmate, I'd be like, "Hey, don't go buy a new guitar with that $300. Go take wifey out for dinner, spend at least half of it on her, and she's going to be like, when are you playing with the West Nile Ramblers again?'
Yeah, exactly.
So initially, it was kind of more just to fill that void and not turn down gigs because we had Mad Cow wasn't really taking stuff anymore, but we just had it was constant through the pipeline, parties and events and things, and you know the stuff that actually pays.
Right.
And then West Nile started to kind of develop an identity of its own and less of a roster gigging band, but the lineup has changed a lot through the years. Though I've always told everyone, it's like, no, you're still a West Nile Rambler. Like,
right,
you're just
right.
not gigging right now.
Yeah,
like when Andy moved to Austin, it was like, you know, he did this little thing where he's like, well, I'm no longer a West Nile Rambler. It's like, no, you still are, buddy. You're just in Austin.
So the beginning is around 2008, 2009? Or 10?
Probably a little earlier.
Oh, okay.
I think Old Snakey's, I went to see for the first time 2005, 2006, And Old Snakey's was right after that. And we recorded an album in the Madavi. We guerrilla crashed the Madavi main hall for two nights and recorded a live album there.
Whoa.
Which is epic.
Yeah. So I'm looking here just to, if you want, the first album you put out, Honkabilly...
Western Garage.
Yeah, Western Garage, yeah. That was 2011.
No, that was when it was re-released.
Ah, okay. So do you want me to play a little clip on this to give people a feel for what it was like way back in the day? I'll pick a short one if you
just
want.
Just pick the intro. Pick the Hammond intro to the first song.
Old Water?
Old Water Mill, yeah. It's a Milton Brown and the Musical Brownie Tunes.
Okay, here we go. Slowly fade out of that. That's Old Water Mill by a Waterfall. West Nile Ramblers back in 2010 or thereabouts.
Probably eight, but then we had someone remaster it, and so the date got updated. But yes, yeah, so the only reason why I wanted to play that and just the intro was that is your Western Garage sound.
Okay.
It was like this crunchy...
That guitar on it?
This guitar.
Wow, nice.
And then Hammond organ. And it's Italian postdoc over here. And it's scheduled, like, there's hardly any time to record, but we're doing it at home, but we're doing it under a time crunch. I find out that he just broke up with his girlfriend broke up with him that day, and he was just totally gutted over her, like, just dramatic.
Uh-huh.
We called this guy Stilos,
okay.
Because he was just like Italian stylish, and he would be sweating in a gig, but he looked good. You know?
Yeah,
he's like very, very Italian. So he's just super dramatic about it, and he shows up, and he's like finishing off a bottle of red wine and popping the cork on a second one to show up and record. And he just totally hammered and just dramatically gutted. And it was like, let's see what we get out of this. But he was doing, I don't know, I think at that time he was like, you know, the seven arms of Shiva or whatever. Like he played so many notes at once, and I had to go through and EQ it later, but he was just being really dramatic. But it just gives it was kind of defining that feeling of what we were calling Western Garage, where it's kind of a throwback to some 60s psychedelic San Francisco sound, but a little more Western-y. Creedence is a good example of what I would say Western Garage is.
Okay, so we're here with Alex. Alex has been a longtime musician here in Davis. He's leaving us, heading out of the country. And we talked a little bit about that when we started. But, you know, Alex, we can't just let you go until I read a poem. And it's a poem that was written just for you.
Oh, wow.
By yours truly.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yeah. In a town where melodies softly play, lived a musician who brightened the day. With strings in his hand and rhythm in soul, he made the music that made others whole. On a humble bike, with a purpose clear, he delivered warmth, both far and near. Coffee brewed with care and grace, each cup brought joy, a friendly face. Through rain or shine, with steadfast heart, he played his role, a vital part. A song, a brew, a smile, a cheer. He made the town feel warm, feel and near. Now as he moves to distant lands, he leaves behind his loving hands. a legacy of tunes and beans. In every heart his spirit gleans. For though he journeys to another place, he's left his mark, a warm embrace, a town transformed by his gentle art, a musician's soul, a generous heart. This is yours, my friend.
Thank you. Well, it's a good thing you can't see tears on radio.
I didn't know I would evoke such emotion. Okay.
Actually, that's interesting. You know, you can't see them, and we're doing radio. What do tears sound like? There's a lyric in there for sure.
A poem like that.
Yeah.
Like that's that. What it sounds like. Okay. That was... Now, I do have to confess a little bit.
Okay.
I wrote that,
But
it didn't rhyme very well.
Uh-huh.
So I asked Chat to help me rhyme it a little. Okay?
I use Chat. I'm not going to lie. I use it all the time. Band bio. It's like, I hate writing about the band itself. And it's just like, get your basic content and be like, hey, Chat, fix this up, please.
Well, I sort of had the logistics down, but I just couldn't make it rhyme. And so, okay. But hey, so it is, right?
Yeah.
The world today.
Modern world.
All righty. Let's hear another song from you. What do you got in mind?
Song I wrote one of the first times out at sea.
Oh.
Name, no, must go. Oh, well, I'll go to sea once more.
How many times you performed that song?
Dear God.
I think every gig I've seen you at, you've played that. And it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a fun one. And it's fun with the fiddle, too, because we speed it up. But also the original recording was done on the ship, and we did not speed it up.
Okay. I know, and I need to take care of a little business here. But you're going to help me. Because I know one of your friends here from KDRT is Rod.
Yep.
Right? Well, I have to do a little announcement for any show I pick, right, every week. And I'm picking the Silver 9-Hold Battery. And you're going to read all about it to push Rod's show out into the world. And you can ad lib a little if you want.
Here we go. Silver 9-volt heart with Rodriguez presents the many colorful threads that make up the tapestry, an ever-changing tapestry of recorded music, from rock to blues to country to jazz, soul, R&B, and many, many more. Tune in on Thursdays, 4 to 6 p.m. on KDRT 95.7 FM, KDVS. And for replays and more, visit kdrt.org.
Okay. You did say KDVS at one
point. Oh, God. I did that the other day, too. I was talking to Bones.
It's okay.
KDRT. That is the classic Davis mistake.
Yeah.
And I will stand behind making that error.
Yeah.
Because it's a joy that this town has two, not one, but two low-power radio stations that are as successful as they are. That is unheard of.
Wait a minute. I'm going to correct you here. We are low-power. They aren't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got 100 watts.
Yeah, okay.
They've got 10,000 watts.
Do they?
Or some. They can go all the way up to almost Truckee. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That big antenna on pole line as you're driving to, that's them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ours is a little stick.
So I sit doubly corrected. But the point stands still of a community having two radio stations, because I've been involved, and you know how important it's been over there. Again, you're talking about making friends at a bar. I randomly bumped into Bones.
Yeah.
And realize, I remember your wife before she passed. She was a customer, and then I've seen him out a couple nights, and you're like, hey, turn on the radio, come out to the show. I've been over at both radio stations I don't even know how many times through the years.
Yeah. Speaking of what you did in the past, and that was not only delivering, making coffee, roasting it by pedal power, and delivering it on pedal power.
Correct.
And you dropped them off in little wooden boxes that you made. I hope you kept one for Prosperity that you're not going to give away.
I didn't.
What?
Other people did.
Yes. Okay. You're one of those.
No, I'm not. I have so much stuff, and I'm currently trying to get rid of it, and it's terrifying. But it's also cathartic. But those, the backstory on them, there's some early ones that was made out of a father-son duo from Idaho. And they were just making them out of scrap for whatever the other projects were.
Right.
They just made these little boxes, and they make them custom, and they were gift boxes, a little slide door. But then I had my buddy Tim White, who's an amazing carpenter, and he does all kinds of crazy restoration carpentry for the state.
Right.
Largely, but not solely, but a lot at Sutter's Fort.
Oh, okay.
And so he's doing stuff in the vent, doing window panes and slats and things like that from the era correctly.
Yeah.
he had a bunch of old redwood fence boards, and he planed them all down. And so the later era that I think you had, those were all Tim White's beautiful artwork.
Wow.
And then I almost burned down my picnic table because I was using linseed oil on them and left a big pile of linseed oil in a pile on a wooden bench. Yeah. And I woke up the next morning to it smoldering.
You know, yesterday was Jimmy Carter's funeral, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know something about the man, but they showed me a table in his house, like a very, you know, a house that would sit anywhere in Davis, very, rather small, actually. And there was this beautiful coffee table in his living room. He made that. He was out in his farm. He had someone pull the stump. He made the stump into this beautiful table with legs and all of that. But then he said, I only used tools that were available in Plains 300 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Amazing man.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was all burl wood then, I assume.
I have no idea.
I mean, if it's a stump,
it was a tree. Cool. That's all I know.
Well, if it's a stump, it's usually, that's burl. The, like,
oh, yeah, there's holes in it.
But the interesting patterns of
yes,
the grain.
Yes,
that's,
yes, yes. Oh, on, yes.
On
absolutely.
Pipes, it's harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, tell us what's happening next week in at Sudworks.
Well, we're hopefully going to burn the place down, not literally, but figuratively.
Okay.
With a big old party. We're doing farewell show. I mean, if I'm ever back visiting, you know, we'll play again.
Yeah.
The farewell show doesn't mean it's forever farewell. We've seen enough, you know, enough bands do this, but for the immediate time being, I just wanted to play one last gig with all the guys, and it was kind of funny because everyone was down, but if I was very prepared, if they were like, well, I don't know, I was going to lean pretty heavily on them. It was like, no.
Yeah, no.
25 years of booking for us.
Who's it going to be? Who's helping you? Who's in who is the
pretty, it's a pretty full crew, and The main players will be obviously Danny and Andy. You know, we're musical brethren.
Right.
Actually, that was another spinoff band that we had for a little while, was Brethren, Brethren, and the Brethren. I think we played all of two shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the same material. We were just like coming up with joke band names. But yeah, Brethren, Brethren, and the Brethren. But we sort of grew up together. I mean,
musically. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, we were playing Mad Cow. We were playing around an open condenser mic, which means that you do not have monitors to hear what you're playing, and you have to listen to what each other are doing. And I used to dodge Andy's fiddle bow,
I could just
do it in without even thinking.
Right.
And we could have a wild gig too, where we were partying pretty hard, and we'd still all just be able to just move. You know, like someone would lift their guitar up and someone else would dip under it. But I had Andy's fiddle in my ear the entire time.
Wow.
And he had my guitar in his ear. And then Danny and Andy, they're just so talented that those guys can finish each other's sentences musically. Like they do this like thing where there's like dogfights, World War II dogfighting, where they're just like tumbling through the air together. Playing.
Nice.
But yeah, finishing the musical sentences, and then we'll have Bart and Scotty, who just gel so well together as a rhythm section. And those guys, if I'm just feeling a tempo change, I can, within one beat, they're going to catch it.
Okay.
And they're going to be right below. And then as a front man, it allows you to just sort of, you're just kind of sitting on this cloud, on this like magic floating carpet that the rhythm section's holding together. And it's at that sort of thing where you can, like, when you see a frontman guitar player, when you see them just like stop playing the guitar and just let the band carry it and gesticulating and just really feeling it.
Right.
You can't do that unless you have that.
Yeah.
Bummer that. You know, I'd love to have Mark Eagleton play. He's a phenomenal bass player as well, and he was the original bass player. But I talked to Scotty first because he's up with Andy. Not they're playing in a side project together up in Nevada City or Grass right. Valley or whatever.
Right.
And so Scotty was in for it right away, but otherwise, you know, Mark would have been, you know, please play as well. Tobias is going to be playing trumpet. I think he and I are going to get a rehearsal in tomorrow because I bet his lips are going to get sore. And then Adam Hancock.
Also,
back. You know, he's back in Woodland.
Yeah,
permanently. Yeah. So we were supposed to rehearse yesterday, but it ended up not happening because of family stuff. But hopefully in the next couple days. But he also can, you know, there's enough of the band to carry the tune where he'd just play over the top and be fine.
So that's at Suit Works. That's Friday. This next Friday.
Thursday.
Or excuse me, Thursday.
Thursday
at
the
9 o'clock.
16th.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And it'll end when it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And where can people get tickets?
It's through their website, through Eventbrite, but you can do it from the Suit Works website.
Okay, perfect.
And it's cheaper for pre-sale, a little more at the door. But actually, I kind of wonder, I bet Eventbrite probably puts a surcharge on, so it might be the same. But, you know, there's a pretty good chance it will sell out.
Nice.
So okay. I think I would err on the side of getting tickets because, you know, I was just talking to Scotty earlier, and he said everyone he knows is talking about coming.
Yeah. So is it being played inside or outside?
Inside.
Inside.
In the beer hall, okay.
So,
and then hopefully be recorded.
So it'll be 9 o'clock, so you don't have to worry about how cold it is or if it's raining or what else could happen. And the bar is still open at 9, right? People can still buy beer.
Yep.
Okay.
I think kitchen closes 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I forget about that. But the bar will be open until midnight.
Perfect. Okay.
Just take a nap. Super. Take a nap that afternoon.
Well, someone like me might have to.
No, I was just visiting family, you know, for a while, and you know, I'm totally okay with a, like, the afternoon nap schedule that they're all on. It's like,
know,
okay, cool.
I should have brought one of the, I had little booklets. I took a stack of books to the library just to donate them because I was cleaning out some stuff. Two little books, The Joy of Napping.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, listen, we're 10 minutes away from the hour. That's it.
Already.
That's all we got left. So you're going to play another song for us, I hope.
Yeah. Do you have any requests?
Can you do a live version of Dance of the Dying? Although Dance of the Dying had a trumpet in it. That's tough, huh?
I can do it. It just doesn't. I don't have the melody. It's
okay.
Like.
Okay. Okay.
So,
how about Davis Summer Blues?
That's another one that's a little boring. All right. Sorry. We take all kinds of requests. We'll just deny all of them.
Right.
I have to figure out what key to do this one anyway, so we'll do this. This is the Iceland song. It's called Harpa.
This song isn't going to be 10 minutes, is it?
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's going to be 20. Actually, in this song, I wrote this song for a friend named Harpa over in Iceland in Reykjavik, but it goes out to a friend named Anna that I just found out through social media that passed away.
Oh.
Yep. Mental health. Mile for mile,
God knows where on this here lonely isle. And it feels sometimes I may have lost my way. Yeah, the dark comes back, I start another day. Get you to the church on time. May have found lost my mind, or have I just gone sea blind? Never wanna waste your time, so you keep yours and I'll have mine, but just get me to the ship on time. This just this here could just be my kind of town. I seem to like everything that's going down. But sometimes it's hard so far away from home. I need a reason to stay and not just to roam. I'll get you to the church on time. I may have finally lost my mind. Have I just gone sea blind? Never wanna waste your time, so you keep yours and I'll have mine, but just get me to the ship on time. We're sitting by the fire out for hour. Something about this place has a special power. And the stories told from so long ago. Well, in my heart, I never wanna go. Get you to the church on time. I may have finally lost my mind, or have I just gone sea blind? Never wanna waste your time, so you keep yours and I'll have mine, but just get me to the ship on time. Well, you know I gotta head on down the line and hear that sideways sound, it tells me everything's just fine. And the dock will be back before too long. But by that time, baby, I'll be gone. Get you to the church on time. May have I lost my mind, or have I just gone sea blind? Never wanna waste your time, so you keep yours and I'll have mine, but just give me to the ship on time. Get you to the church on time. Have I finally lost my mind, or have I just gone to see life? Never wanna waste your time, so you keep yours and I'll have mine, but just get me to the ship on time. Said get me to the ship on time. Anna.
Anna.
I wish she had gone to Crete with me.
And Anna's in Iceland?
Was.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
She was supposed to go to Crete and then bailed.
How old?
About my age.
Oh.
It's not polite to ask a lady her age, though. But no. Appropriately aged.
But. Sort of, you can tell. It's either your age or younger or older.
For me.
Okay, we got about 4 minutes left. Is there anything you want to say to this community? Now, there's a question.
Dear God.
Dear God, I put you on the spot.
Oh, what's the song?
Oh, he's got a song. Think about the song, and that'll be your... So while you're practicing that, I'm going to sort of say goodbye to everybody. Yep. We've got Alex here. Alex Roth has been a community member for many, many years. We've talked about him. He's leaving for another job all the way overseas in Europe. And I asked him, can he say something to the community? And he said, you know, I think there might be a song about
that.
There's
a song. There's a song that I wrote called "The Peddler's Lament," but I can't remember right now. The lyrics are, I wore up my body bringing rich folks their coffee, singing them sad songs about heartache and life. When we come to the end, won't you take me back again and do it all over again? Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-yo-ki-yay. And if I make 50, I'll try it for 60, and I'll sing songs about heartache and life. My dear old friend, when we come to the end, we'll toast to it all and remember back when. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-yo-ki-yay.
Nice. Hey, listen. If you're in Germany, when you're in Germany, and someone asks you, what was Davis like, what would you say?
A lot. I was never meant to come here.
You were never meant to come here. You just ended up here.
Yeah.
But that's life, right?
Yeah, I was off in Mexico, and I got sick, and I had promised my mom that I got accepted here. I promised her that I would PELP, Planned Educational Leave Program.
Right.
So I had deferred my financial aid and everything so I could come, and I got sick, and I went back to her house. And I just couldn't handle living at home as an 18-year-old with my mom anymore. And I was like, I'm going to Davis.
And that's it.
That's it.
Wow.
And then 6 decades later.
You've been here that long?
No.
Oh.
But basically 3.
Yeah. In the background, you're hearing Dance of the Dying.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of this community. Come back and see us often.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the poem.
And you're welcome. All righty, here we go.
This song, by the way, this is the riddle of the Sphinx.
I look